not knowing the good, the bad, or even the ugly that would happen. But guess what? You made it. You did it. And I'm so glad you did. I'm so glad that God has brought us all here today. I was asking and praying what I could share with you on this final Sunday. And a number of weeks ago, the Lord dropped this verse into my heart. In fact, I'll confess it. Where it came from was we had just bought a new calendar and journal for the coming year at the bookstore. And when I looked on the cover of my new journal, this verse was emblazoned on the cover. And I just felt a witness in my spirit. This is what the people need to hear. This is what they need to be reminded of. When I was walking to church this morning, I was coming around the airport walkway and I was looking past the Pape Highway towards town, and I saw the beautiful sunrise and the sun as it was peeking through the clouds, and I saw an interesting scene. I saw the sun behind the clouds trying to shine through. I saw the clouds just kind of hovering over the peninsula. I also saw in the distance over Salt Spring Island evidence of rain coming down on top of the mountain. And I just thought as I was coming around, that really describes what 2023 was all about for many of us, for all of us. We came through, many of us, through days of great sunshine, water baptisms, God's provision, so much to give thanks to God for. Then there were those cloudy days. Those days that just kind of, nothing's happening. It's just kind of gray. It's just kind of, what am I going to do now? Where am I going to go? What am I going to, I have to go to the same job. I have to go to the same school. I have to listen to the same teachers. And then there were some where it was a rainy, even stormy time. Loss of a loved one, a child, a spouse. Or maybe you've moved here and it's still been a challenge finding where your feet are landing in this new community. And then as I kept looking, I saw again the sun shining through the clouds. I don't know what 2024 is going to entail. I don't. I'm not even going to pretend. But it'll probably be much of the same as 2023. Times of cloud, times when you don't know what to do, where to go, who to talk to, where it'll just be that. There'll be times when the rain will come. But isn't it amazing how after the rain, there's that beautiful smell on the green grass? I was telling Sue and Mike just the other day, I just love being here because in the summer, it's such a contrast. In the summer, everything is so dark and brown and dead. And then you come to December, the end of December, and I may have to bring out my lawnmower next week. Everything is so rich and green. We're going to have those days. But there's one thing that I do know that will never change, and that is this, that just as the sun was remaining in the sky behind the clouds and eventually breaks through, the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, still remains on his throne. No matter what happens, no matter what will come to pass, this we can know for sure, that Jesus is still reigning on his throne. And one day he's going to break through the sky and he's going to return for his own. Can you say amen? 2024. as we look into it, there is so much in this year. Let's face it, there's been much in this year that's caused our hair to go on end. Between wars in Europe and in Israel, the uncertain roller coaster of our economy, the effects of climate change and inflation. I don't know about you, but in some ways, I am really thankful this year is coming to an end and a new year is dawning. But I also understand why it may be understandable for some to feel apprehensive about this new year. You may have come to the end of this year really unsure of what to do. Well, that's where I want to just give you a very quick word this morning. From 1 Corinthians chapter 16, towards at the very end of this letter, the Apostle Paul has spent time writing, instructing, teaching. And now he goes from doctrine to practical living to now sharing his heart. He wants his readers to know how much he cares, how much he loves them, and no matter what they're going to face, they can make it. They can make it. And as your pastor, I want you to know that no matter what happens in this year, you will make it. You are in his hands. He will bring you through as he always has. So he leaves the Corinthians with these words that I want to leave us with in 2023 and to jumpstart us to 2024. Verses 13 and 14, be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong, do everything in love. First of all, he says, be on your guard. This is a call to vigilant faith. It implies being watchful, waiting, and persevering. It's the picture of a first century Roman sentry standing guard at night, and nothing will move him, nothing will disturb him. He stays awake watching and waiting, watching and persevering. If he should fall asleep, it would mean certain death, not just to him, but to the troops that he is guarding. And God is calling us to be on our guard. He's calling us to be watchful. He's calling us to be waiting. And he's calling us to persevere. What are we to be watchful for? We are to be watchful for Satan and his demonic cohorts as they try to bring us down. 1 Peter 5:8 says, be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Paul says that we ought to be aware of his schemes in 2 Corinthians chapter 2. We are, in order that Satan might not outwit us, we are not unaware of his schemes. We need to watch out. We need to watch and pray. As Jesus told his disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane in Matthew 26:41, watch and pray so that you'll not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. Jesus here is specifically speaking to Peter, who is about to go through the worst night of his life. And he was unprepared. He was not prayed up. He wasn't watching. He wasn't praying. And my friends, we need to be watching and praying. We cannot assume because when things go well that we won't come under attack. I want you to know something. My life experience and ministry has shown me that the times we need to be most watchful is when we have gone through those victories. But not only must we watch and pray, not only must we watch and be diligent, but we must watch our life and doctrine closely. 1 Peter 4:16. What does this mean? It simply means watch your life. I've heard some people say to me over the years in my ministry, Pastor, it doesn't matter as how I live as long as I'm living a life of love for God. And then there are others that say, I just need the word, Pastor. Well, I've got news for you. We need the word and the spirit. We need them both coming together because what we believe will also determine how we live. We need to watch our lifestyle as we give ourselves to God's word. Oh, I thank you, Peter, for that testimony and reminding us what God is doing in the lives of our men. And if I could just say this to the men that are here and to the young people that are here, let this be a year that it's a year where we are immersed in God's word. Because if we are going to be successful in this next year with all of the uncertainty happening around us, it is imperative that we be people of the word. And then we need to watch over one another. Hebrews 3 verses 12 and 13 says, see to it, brothers, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God, but encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. There were two testimonies that really, really blessed me this morning. One was Einar. Man, I can't wait to grow up that I could just rattle off scripture just like that. Wow. Thank you, God, for the word. And God, help us to get the word into our heart. But then someone else mentioned the importance and the blessing of being part of the body and this body. You know why we need to be diligent against the enemy? Because he is looking for people who have separated themselves from the flock. He's looking for the weak, for the old, for the disinterested, for the unaware, because if he can get them alone, he will destroy them. And folks, that's why we need one another. That's why we need the body of Christ that comes together, not just once a week, but we come together in our small groups. We come together at McDonald's with the men to encourage one another. We come together on Monday mornings and Tuesdays. We come together on Wednesdays with the young people. We come together because we need one another. We may not be perfect. And Lord knows I'm not, which is why I need this body. I thank God for a church that I can come to where I know they will pray with me and they will encourage me. And some will even love me enough to tell me, Ralph, you're being an idiot. Thank goodness for a family of God who can watch over one another. And then, of course, we are watching for the coming of Jesus. Mark 13, Jesus says to his disciples, be on guard, be alert. You do not know when that time will come. It's like a man going away. He leaves his house and puts his servants in charge, each with his assigned task. And he tells the one at the door to keep to watch. Therefore, watch, because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening or at midnight, or when the rooster crows or at dawn. And if he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. And what I say to you, I say to everyone, watch. Watch. Be on your guard. Stand firm in your faith. Watch over one another. Jesus is coming soon. Wondering how I could capsulize these verses. I have so much more to share. I just want to share just some highlights with you to encourage you for this year. But if I were to paraphrase these two verses from 1 Corinthians 16, I would have to borrow the paraphrase from Peterson's message. As you go into this year, keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes open to the traps that the enemy would put in your path. And keep your eyes open for the opportunities God will give you to be a blessing in His name to others. As you go forward in this year, hold tight to your convictions. I could just say to the men and the young people again, don't compromise. Oh, there is so much pressure, and we're living in a society, and our young people, we are praying for them earlier on in the prayer time. Our children are going to school where they're being inundated with propaganda and false teaching and lies of the enemy that is twisting them. My friends, don't allow that to compromise your convictions of Jesus. Keep yourself planted in His Word. Plant yourself in God's family. Get engaged in ministry. Stand strong in the Lord. And thirdly, give it all you've got. Don't go into this year half-hearted, but move forward in His strength and power and be resolute and strong. It's interesting, that word strong in the Greek, it means not just to stand immovable, but to receive strength from another source. It's being strong because of yourself, you're not. There may be some here today, and we heard some testimonies of this year has been hard. For some of you, it's been difficult. For some of you, you've come to the end of this year wondering if it's even worth trying because you don't feel strong. And I want you to know something, that's okay. That's absolutely okay. Because when you can admit that you're weak, that's what opens the door to the strength of God's Spirit to fill you and to empower you and to strengthen you and to enable you to go forward in His name. Be resolute. Give it all you've got. Hold tight to your convictions. Keep your eyes open. And finally, love without stopping. This is the capstone to everything, isn't it? Yes. We need to be people of the book. We need to be people where we not just immerse ourselves in God's Word, but that His Word baptizes us so that wherever we go, we are living His Word. And how do we know we're doing that? Because we're living it out in love. You can have all the truth in the world, like we said last week. You can sing all of the Christmas carols, but never know the Christ of Christmas. You can sing and talk about all the truth, but without love, all it is vain legalism. And you can talk about love and love and love, but without the truth of God's Word, it'll just be vain, meaningless sentimentalism. We need both together. I pray that this coming year will be a year that Highway Christian Fellowship moves, it is immersed in God's Word so that God's love can flow through us to Sydney. Oh, I know that all this sounds so simple. but it's also countercultural. It's countercultural to a world that is enmeshed in its own selfishness. But when we choose to live this way, when we choose to love without stopping, when we choose to be strong in the Lord's strength and not waver in our convictions, when we move forward and give it all we've got, when we hold tight to our convictions, as we keep our eyes open, my friends, the world will take notice. Because the world is looking and needing something that gives strength, conviction, hope, purpose, and founded in truth in God's love. You see, the world needs absolute life-giving truth, and truth flowing from hearts and lives filled with the love of God. What I'd like us to do right now, in a moment I'm going to ask us all to stand. We've heard testimonies of people sharing God's blessing in this past year. And I know each of us are looking into this new year, and we have hopes. We have dreams. We have desires. Maybe it's for your marriage. Maybe it's for your job or career. Maybe you're looking for God's guidance concerning your career. Whatever it is, in a moment I'm going to ask to stand and then turn in groups of four or five. And if you feel confident enough, just to share quickly what you are looking for God to do in your life, in your family, in 2024. Then I want you to go around the circle and I want you to pray for each one in your circle. And then we'll come back and we're going to sing, "Oh Come, Let Us Adore Him." Okay? Everyone stand. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. And Lord, as we turn to pray for one another, as we pray towards this new year, Lord, I pray that your will be done on earth in Sydney as it is in heaven. Amen. So would you turn